now.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hola, waka, chukma. All across the tundra, I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. This is Coffee at KYUK. I'm Grady Deaton. Well-known Bethel musher and wooden boat builder passed away last week. To remember Bill Eisenbart, we are stepping back into time today to listen to him talk about boat building and more. This conversation took place about 3 years ago with Petra Harpik, interviewing him for Coffee at KYUK. Let's go there now.
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Please introduce yourself.
Bill Eisenbart, from dog racing days, a.k.a. the German. I'm from Kansas Farmers, Paul and Bernadette, and I'm related here to closely to the Ron Kaiser family, the Mike Williams outfit in Akiak, Jeff Sanders.
How long ago did you move to Bethel, Bill?
1972, and I was... wanted a boat, needed a boat, and it seemed like every family was making a boat. There were boats in various states of construction every spring, usually set up on gas drums, always outside, not under any kind of protection. And there would be a family member making it. It could be a grandpa, uncle, brother, and constant advisors. If you were building a boat, people walking by would stop and comment on it. In a general way, all those conversations, those were my teachers.
How old are you?
75.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. Still standing. Yeah.
Who taught you the art of building wooden boats?
Well, the main professors here was Dan Charles. His boats were just much admired and imitated, including me. So I was fortunate enough to talk to him and take notes. And Sam Parent, I spent an afternoon with him in Kalskag. He was a well-known Middle Kuskokwim boat builder. Like Dan, had a unique boat that was suited for that area.
Tell me where Dan Charles was from.
I think Dan Charles was a downriver fellow, but he was living in Bethel at the time. And his boats had more of a downriver influence, say, than Sam Parent's in Kalskag. If you start in Stony River Lime Village, mm-hmm. they make a flyer there that's just... so suited for mountain rivers, shallow boulders, and real fast water. Just went back to Stony this last fall, the first time in a number of years, and was so happy to see all the wooden boats there. Other than myself here, there isn't anyone or a village that's really making them just like they did a long time ago. Now it's spruce ribs, spruce planks on the sides, and a plywood bottom. But the plywood bottom is really the only change from boats that were made there, I think, from long ago. So I was really happy to see that. I thought, you know, when my boat dies, that's the end of it. that's not going to happen. Stoney's going after it.
Yeah, I thought that you were the only person on the Kuskokwim
Me too.
Delta. With the only wooden boat.
It's pretty much true. Jeff Sanders has the last one, I think, that's still living here. Angela Denning Barnes made one, and you still see that around. It's a real low rider, and it's like one of these motorcycles with high handlebars.
Are you serious? She made it?
They did. Yes, they did.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Her and her husband. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It was another boat that I advised on. Built a few myself and have advised on many. So if there's anything the matter with it, too low a sides, that'd be my fault.
What do you use your wooden boat for?
Well, for life. It's fishing and traveling, and that's how we're feeding ourselves. And how I enjoy life here. What a wonderful thing to have a little picnic and take a nap in the bottom of the boat in the sunshine.
Sounds fun.
It's right living. Yeah.
It is right living. Tell me, what's your favorite fish to eat?
Well, if I had to pick one, I'd go for the whitefish.
Why is that?
Well, it's if you're feeding a dog team, frozen fish, mm-hmm. no commercial, give them frozen whitefish, and those dogs will just shine. For example, if they were fed just frozen salmon, their coats aren't as good, hind ends aren't as good. So there's something about whitefish oil that's special, I think.
Do you age the whitefish before you feed them to the dogs?
Better for the dogs if they're aged. I never acquired the taste.
Yes. How many days do you age them?
It's really more a matter of convenience.
So tell me, gorgeous Akyak beach boats.
Over the years, when I make a boat, there are, I don't know, lines that I have in my mind how I would like it to be. What is stuck are some old boats that were on the beach in Akyak. And I've kind of kept that in my mind when I'm laying up a boat. There are no plans for these boats. They're in your mind. I think those are the boats that I've gone back to. Maybe some Ivan boats and maybe John Phillips. I'm not sure who those builders were. That stuck more than, say, the downriver crowd. You go to Napakiak and, to Makoriuk, where they get to be bigger and for bigger water and bigger, stronger boats. More here and upriver style. I just like that better and spend more time upriver than downriver. It's scary to go downriver. It's a big water.
So tell me a little bit more about your wooden boat. Can you describe your boat to me?
Not really. In general, how I've gotten to be such a wooden boat fan is they're quiet, and the ride is so much softer. They're graceful. They look good on the water.
They do.
When you see a metal boat, no matter, you know, raiders are just very fine boats and beautiful boats, but a wooden boat sits on the water like a duck or something. It has a grace to it and a uniqueness. It's built for what the family wants or what the area says. This is a really cool boat for our area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not one size fits all. It's a creative thing. Pretty much you throw away your tape measure and it's what is in your eye or in your mind. I'd like to say something about how much easier it was to build boats in the old days. You could go to Swanson's, buy plywood 4 or 5 feet wide by 24 feet or 28 feet long. Boom. There are your sides, there are your bottom. Clear fir in real long lengths. There are your long, limber pieces. You can't buy that now, so those pieces have to be put together. However, an old-style boat could be made in by a skilled builder in about 2 weeks, and then you paint it, and that's going to be it. Now, for myself, everything is pre-finished before it's assembled. The pieces have to be put together. You want those long, limber fir pieces, a 1x4 by 26 feet, say. That has to be scarfed together, finished, then put together. So it takes a long time to do it, but then it should be a lifetime boat if it's not abused and minimum care. Whereas those old boats, their lifespan would be more like, I don't know, 10, 15 years, I'd say, depending on how much care was taken with it. Every year it had to be repainted. My last boat wasn't ever repainted. and died at age 18, and that was my fault, that it didn't last my life, so I got to build another one.
So where is your first wooden boat?
It's not even a potato garden. It's long on the ground. One of the earlier ones still could be alive in Macoriac, I'm not sure. We built four herring skiffs at once, and all of them are either potato gardens or broke up. But I think one is still in Macoriac, so it'd be 30, 35 years maybe.
How many wooden boats have you built in your lifetime?
With my own hands, maybe a dozen, and have advised many people. The last one I advised on was Rob and Colleen Hone. They did the work, and I'd advise as necessary. I want to say that to make a wooden boat, you don't need a high degree of carpentry technical skill. The old ones were made with handsaw, maybe skill saw, and a block plane. It's not like building furniture. And people that are professionally trained say, I don't know, furniture builders, mathematicians, they're not going to make a beautiful boat in general. It's more about what would be on paper for design rather than the look of it and its grace. It's a creative thing. You make what pleases your eye when you do this. That's why it's so satisfying.
Tell me how convenient it is to work inside your boat when you're out getting logs and when you're fishing. How convenient is it?
I refer to it as these wooden boats are handy. If you're leaning over the side working in the water, for example, how high the sides are, how much they tilt out, all of that was under your control so that the rail is not cutting into your stomach or your chest. With mine, you can have your hands in the water, leaning on the side of the boat, and be very comfortable. Tying up a log, for example, or grabbing a fish that is getting out of the net, that kind of stuff. My own boats, I don't put anything on the bottom. It's a slick bottom. There are no strakes or longitudinal ridges, which means when I run on a sandbar, which I like to do, or I've gone a little too fast up on the beach and now the boat's stuck in the mud, or the tide's gone out, the boat's stuck in the mud, you can move that boat back into the water. With an aluminum boat with all that stuff on the bottom, try that. Get two or three other men to help you and another boat to drag it. So that wooden boat is handy in all kinds of ways like that. It can turn around on itself. The downside is it's not good in bad weather. If it's flat out, you can't catch me. If it's wavy, then I'm not so much.
Yes, so your wooden boat is flat bottom.
Yes, flat and a slick bottom. Some boat builders put strakes on the bottom. You can turn sharper then. So you get to make it in a way that suits you. Being handy is more important to me than being fast. So my boat's handy.
I like flat bottom boats. It makes us go fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a rocket, you know. Yeah.
So, Bill, you're 75 years old. Any final words of wooden boats?
I needed to mention that Jeff Sanders invented epoxy. And with that invention, you could make a lifetime boat rather than something that disintegrated in a few years. So Jeffrey really should get credit here for making a major, I don't know.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.